Okay, so once again, we're in Siman Kuf Nun Dalad, page 86 for today. So we'll be on Yud Beis. So yesterday we learned Sif Yud Aleph, some very interesting halakhas about converting, let's say, a church into a shul, or also using money that is donated, or something, an object donated by a non-Jew for a shul. So we learned about that yesterday. Yud Beis, second line. Achbar, a rat. You dirty rat. Shenimsa b'shemen shel beis haknesses. And it's found, find the rat in the oil of the shul. So we got the oil of the shul, we're going to use the oil for lighting up the shul. So if you find a rat in the oil, imhu ma'os, if it's disgusting, also loudly called basic necessity. You can't use that oil for the shul's kindling. Mishmar says it wouldn't just be for lighting, but not only oil, but if the rat's found something else, you know, that we use. So then also if it's disgusting, so then you shouldn't use it for a shul. So we all know, because Mishnah Berurah says, because since it's used for the shul, so it has to be, we have the rule, HaKrovah Na'al Pesachecha, but that it has to be something, HaGrivu Na'al Pesachecha, that it has to be something that, you know, you wouldn't use it in your house, but in the shul it's good enough. Right, so that's a standard we reject. So therefore, since it's disgusting, you can't use it for the shul. Yud Gimel, very interesting. Ner shul beis haknesses, the lights, the candles of a shul, mutter likros the oro. You're allowed to read by them. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, the case is somebody donated oil or whatever it is to the shul, and so therefore it has a kedushas beis haknesses. So then the question is, could you read by it, or maybe it could just be used for davening, for illuminating for davening? So the halacha is you could read by it. Now the Mishnah Berurah puts in a caveat, and that is when you talk about you can use it, that's talking about for divrei Torah. But if you want to take out the newspaper, you know, essentially, we'll read the newspaper, you know. So, I mean, again, besides the idea about reading the newspaper in a shul, you know, leaving that aside. But just because the light, the light of the shul has kedusha, therefore you can't use it, you can't use the light to read, you know, the sports page or whatever it is. Divrei Torah you could. So the halacha is saying that you could use it for Divrei Torah. So you can imagine the Mishnah Berurah talks about it. It's not like Hanukkah lich, stuff like that, that you can't learn by. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, let's leave it down. It's got too complicated. Let's do Yud Dal very quickly, and we'll see some of your answers. Emalik Miner shall head yot Miner beis haknesses. So now that we said that the picture that the chandeliers with lights, so now if I have the light going and I said I could read other things other than davening by it, so, but you're not allowed to, but we said that the kindling of the shul has kedusha to it. So therefore you can't light a light, a mundane light, I don't know, like you want to light your cigarette, right, in the old days, right, or your cigar or something like that, from the candles of the shul. So you can't do that. So some say that's while the candles are still lit for the mitzvah. In other words, people are davening or whatever the case may be. But once already we're going to extinguish them, so even though they're still on, but since we're not using them anymore, you could. Rama says, Shehut Sarach Gadol. The Rama says, you can imagine based upon the Ramos we've seen previously, that we are not careful with that. And if there's a great need, again, not just any need, we light from the chandeliers of the shul. V'afshagam ken shadas based in masne bekach, as we've seen before, the reason is because there's a custom, you know, people always did it. In time immemorial, people used to use the shul kindling for that. So even though you shouldn't, but we assume that the person who donated or whenever it was bought, it was bought and donated with that in mind, that people could use it for other usages. Okay, we'll have to see a Bir Halacha tomorrow. It's getting a little late. But the Piskei Tshuvos brings down that many say that this only works like for the lights in the shul, like the lights. Again, picture the chandeliers and there's, you know, candles or whatever there is. But for something that's specifically for Kavod Hashem, so for, again, let's say the menorah, right? In a lot of places, they have that actual menorah in front of the chazan. So, right, that's out of cover for the shechinah. So, if you wanted to use that, the chazan's menorah, and go over and light your, I don't know what, whatever it is, all day cigarette, right? You want to, so that you can't do. That you can't do, because that is specifically for cover the shechinah, and therefore the t'nai, the stipulation of the Ramah, doesn't apply. Okay, Bli Nether tomorrow, we'll see a very interesting Bir Halacha. I'll take this idea a little further, Bli Nether, okay?